are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, September the 11th, and an anniversary that we'll never forget. 19 years have just flown by. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today we're enlisting Brian once again for Fridays with Brian. Sports are back. Chauncey Billups might be a head coach. Daniel House had a little bit of a house party. The Lakers win. And later on, I've got the best Pistons memorabilia, a couple of websites you need to check out, really three of them. And good stuff there. Came across some of this stuff on Twitter.com. So give me a follow there at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Do yourself a favor also and give me a follow at Play_Michigan. If you were following that account, you would have saw that Motor City Casino was giving away a nice odds boost to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Parlay, three touchdowns or more for Mahomes and a money line win for the Chiefs got you a little bit of an odds boost of plus 250. So if you're like me, you dabbled over to Motor City Casino sometime on Thursday, picked up some nice odds, made a little money for the weekend, and that kind of thing will be available and seen on that Twitter account, which will have some of that exclusive type of information that you can check out there. All right, and now we're being joined for Fridays with Brian, doing double duty this week. Brian, coming to us from Royal Oak. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Busy night of TV watching tonight. Had a full lineup of entertaining sports and other things on TV this evening.
Yeah, what about that? I mean, after all this time, the NFL, we didn't miss any NFL games, but it seems like it's been 7 years since the NFL started.
It was a different world.
Yeah, we did miss the preseason, but that's not much of a thing anyways. But you got football on one channel, you got the U.S. Open Women's Semifinals, which I'll come out and admit it right now. Dereliction of duty for my NBA podcast host. I did not watch a single second of the Lakers-Rockets game. I'm ready for the game 7 on Friday night. I kept an eye on the score pretty much the entire night and said, I'll jump over there if it feels like it's a ball game or into the second half or something. But I passed on this one, watched Naomi Osaka against Jen Brady in the women's semifinal. I think that was a better match than maybe Lakers-Rockets. But you, what's the analysis? What's the quick rundown on how that game went?
Well, you missed the game like Daniel House missed the game as well. Right. But the quick rundown with the Lakers got out right from the beginning and were playing with about a 20-point lead for 3.5 quarters until the Rockets, granted, props to the Rockets for showing some heart and keeping the pedal down and not mailing it in at the end, made it competitive there at the end. Caruso hit a big shot there in the last minute to kind of put the nail in the coffin. But LeBron James had basically a game where he was able to coast and maybe hopefully get his legs under him for the rest of the series from a Lakers fan's perspective. But it was coming off of yesterday's big game 6 and sandwiched in between a hopefully exciting game 7. It was kind of a anticlimactic game, even though the Rockets seem to be on their way out unless they can garner some big plays from hopefully the return of Daniel House.
I don't know. I don't know the status. The NBA did not get in touch with me about what they should do going forward with the Daniel House situation. But, yeah, 3-1, that will continue on Saturday night. 8 o'clock, I believe, will be the single game on Saturday night. But I'm just going to declare both of these Western Conference series is over at 3-1. They switched the times, so tonight the West will go first, which is a smart move because then you get that game 7 and 9 o'clock, so you'll have the West first and then the East tonight. But am I wrong? I mean, the do we need to watch Lakers, Clippers finish this thing, or do the Rockets or Nuggets have a chance to climb back here?
I'm going to say that the Nuggets are pretty much overmatched, and as the series goes on, that's becoming more and more evident. The Rockets, they showed some fight, and, you know, they've got James Harden and Russ Westbrook. These are MVP winners, so I think that they may be able to get another game and maybe two out of it, but beating the Lakers and LeBron three times in a row in the playoffs, it just doesn't seem like that's a feasible conclusion to this series.
And we touched about Daniel House. Brian, I'm going to give you the floor for a minute and a half, and say what you want, and maybe we'll keep some of it in even.
Yeah, right. Stephen A. Smith was right. I mean, he's had a big issue
as
with
always.
This. Yeah, as always. One of the issues with this bubble would be the lack of contact NBA players have with the outside world.
Sure. In a we'll romantic, go with contact, yeah.
Right, we'll go with contact. And it sounds like presented an opportunity to have a companion that Daniel House took it, and against NBA protocol, that seems to have cost him at least one game and maybe cost the Houston Rockets the series, unfortunately. But, you know, the NBA knew that this was a different set of circumstances than they've ever been faced, and some things were going to pop up, whether it was getting chicken wings at the beginning or somebody going to a strip club. It was somebody, you know, working with one of the testers and getting caught, unfortunately for him. And unfortunately for us as NBA fans, obviously, you know, having a team shorthanded isn't something that we'd like to watch, but he let his team down in the biggest series of the year for them, or the biggest game of the year for them. And it'll be interesting to see how well that's going to play out here in the next couple months, is, you know, with the relationship with the team. It's just going to be interesting. I can't think that I can't think that Russell Westbrook's going to let that go. I mean, James Harden might be in the camp with Daniel House with the way it sounds of things, but I can't think that that's going to play too well in Mike D'Antoni's locker room. So we'll see. You know, Daniel House made his bed, so now he's got to lie in it.
I think that's something that sounds about right. I mean, I don't know exactly where it happened, but right. You know, we'll go with bed, I guess. I don't think it's going to be Mike D'Antoni's locker room much longer.
Fair enough.
And from a Pistons perspective, you know, maybe another team that needs to roll the dice a little bit and make some changes. Obviously, you know, they're a good team, so you don't want to start from scratch. But when you think about where the Houston Rockets are going, you keep adding years and miles to Russell Westbrook, who I don't think is going to age particularly well once the athleticism continues to fade. Obviously, James Harden's one of the best players in the game and will continue to be. But you got to find something, I would think. And I don't know if changing coaches is going to be enough. And we look at that with Milwaukee too. And, you know, these GMs and executives, they're smart. They're not in their jobs for no reason. So maybe they're smarter to hold on to certain guys and certain mixes longer than us in the media and us in the fans world want to. But some of these teams you think are going to pull some triggers this summer.
Well, you made the point a couple weeks ago that the Pistons may be able to take advantage of Elton Brand in a weird situation in Philadelphia, that they may look to move some pieces, so some things that maybe we didn't originally think a couple months or weeks ago becoming available. And now you can probably add Milwaukee and maybe Houston to that list, where these three teams have quality rosters with quality pieces. And, you know, they've kind of all gone a couple years with the same look, and it hasn't worked out for them. And now we saw they made the move in Philadelphia. You know, Coach Bud in Milwaukee looks like his days may be numbered there. And who knows what happens with D'Antoni. But you're right. Maybe a coaching change won't be enough.
Yeah, and we will see how that all shakes down. But I didn't watch this game. I'm looking at the box score right now. I felt like I've seen this game before, with James Harden going 2-for-11 and 21 points, 1-for-6 from three. Playoff Rondo, once again, with a solid stat line anyway, at 11-10-8. There, looks like LeBron took his foot off the gas and played distributor tonight at 16-5-9, and Anthony Davis leading the way with 29-12 in the 110-100 victory. So looks like we'll have a game, I guess, five now for that series. That will be Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday, if there is a Clippers-Nuggets game, it's scheduled right now for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, although that could end up being game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. That's not on the ESPN schedule right now, but keep an eye on Twitter after the game tonight in the East to find out when Miami Heat take on the winner of Boston and Toronto. So up next, we are going to talk some about some more coaches, including one of the greatest Pistons of all time being in the news for a coaching search himself. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys about DoorDash. I'm using this service all the time, and I know you guys are too. The perfect product for the imperfect time here in these United States. You want Chinese? They want pizza, and someone is craving froyo. There's something for everyone at DoorDash. You've counted on restaurants in the past, and now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you food that you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep the communities we operate in safe. Right now, our listeners can get up to $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter promo code LOCKEDONNBA. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDONNBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
Yes, sir!
And you know I got to tell you guys about our friends at RockAuto.com. I promise you, you're going to find something at RockAuto.com. Chain stores, by the way, they've got different price tiers for the pro mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or an account login. And that catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate at rockauto.com. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and the prices that you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com. A little bit later on, I've got some apparel recommendations for you guys as Pistons fans, not promotions, just our guy Joe Brown sent us something on Twitter today. I'm going to pass along that, and then also, like I said, some clothing options, because I know people listen to this show for my fashion recommendations, so that's what I'm here for you guys. But Brian joining us here on Fridays with Brian, the big news, this broke late on Wednesday, and we figured we'd shelve it for a day here, and that is Mr. Big Shot might move to the Mr. Big Seat with the Indiana Pacers at some point soon. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN.com reporting that he is being considered for Nate McMillan's old job with the Indiana Pacers. Pacers are run by Kevin Pritchard and general manager Chad Buchanan, who is a name I've never heard of in my life until looking at this article right now. But apparently Ty Lue, because Ty Lue was with the Clippers as the number one assistant there, and Chauncey Billups does some analysts work for the Clippers in addition to his work for ESPN. Ty Lue and Chauncey Billups have apparently grown pretty close. And Ty Lue, who is rumored to be taking over in possibly Philadelphia, maybe in New Orleans, has apparently asked Ty Lue if he'd like to join him as his top assistant this offseason. But this Indiana thing throws another wrinkle into it. And obviously you would think Chauncey would rather take the contract of a head coach and be a head coach, although there's something to be said for being an understudy maybe for a year, especially in a good situation like Philadelphia or New Orleans could be, although Indiana is a pretty decent situation as well. And Chauncey Billups during the offseason apparently have been training with a few guys that have given him credit for a lot of the development in their game. And it's two guys that have really shown that they're worth. And that's Marcus Smart with the Boston Celtics and Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors, according to this article from Adrian Wojnarowski. So, Brian, I mean, we watched Chauncey's the best days of his career. He'll always be tied in with the Pistons, and he is that guy. He's Mr. Big Shot. We all love him. He was my favorite Piston during that time. I don't know if he was yours, but, I mean, Chauncey's just cool as the other side of the pillow, everything you want to say, and seems like he'd be perfect for this job, although I don't think going in with no coaching experience is ideal for anybody to be an NBA head coach, but no objections for me anyway.
You're right. The makeup of a successful NBA point guard seems to meshed well in the Venn diagram with the skill set needed to be an effective head coach in today's NBA, and especially Chauncey being a quintessential point guard who, you know, was able to score the basketball but also able to distribute to a lot of weapons and keep everybody happy on those going to work Piston teams. His makeup seems absolutely perfect for a head coaching job. Now, is it a smart decision to just throw him right into the head coaching job without any other, you know, experience on the bench? I don't know. We'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out in a couple of different situations here. But I think all signs point to it being, a gamble worth taking for a team. And Indiana, I think, would inject some energy and some interest in a franchise that probably is looking for both of those things.
Yeah, I've joked about Indiana on this podcast a little bit because, you know, they were the team that didn't get over the hump back in the mid-2000s. But, of course, as a Pistons follower and fan, it's tough to make fun of any team in the NBA right now. But the Pacers, and really this goes back to their time in their entire run in the NBA, they've been very good. This is a very good team, and at times good, maybe at times not quite good, but for the most part, good or better. And but never really over the hump, obviously, to the finals 1 year against Shaq and Kobe, and then the conference finals many years, the Reggie Miller New York Knicks days, and the Pistons took them out a couple years there as well. Maybe this is something, a breath of breathing life into that team. Not that they haven't had big names on the sideline as head coaches, thinking about Larry Brown, Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas, yeah.
And so they have been big names that have gone alongside, and obviously Reggie Miller's a Hall of Famer as well. But maybe this could be something that would help Indiana, because that team, although solid and although you trade rosters as a Pistons fan every day of the week and twice on Sunday, you know, where are they going, right? It's kind of like that, the whole right. Indiana Pacers forever. Where are they going? What are they doing? Like the better version of the Pistons for the last 10 years, where they're kind of stuck, except they're stuck in a better place to be stuck than the Pistons. But just maybe this is the breath of fresh air that they need. And of course it kind of brings up the question of the Steve Nash quote unquote controversy. I don't know. And again, you know, first, before we even delve into these kind of topics, Brian and I are similarly thinking guys. We're white dudes from the suburbs. And we we're down with the cause for sure. But, the Steve Nash, I think that what people forget or maybe forgot, and not to downplay the criticisms, but it's different. It's a point guard, right? It's a big personality. It's a perfect kind of guy that you'd want as a head coach, talking about Steve Nash and talking about Chauncey Billups. And this is not unique to the history of the NBA. Derek Fisher, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas. These are guys who went straight from the court to the coaching profession. And no, Isaiah Thomas wasn't cutting up film in the film room for the ABA, or I'm sorry, the CBA, when he was thinking about becoming a head coach. Obviously, he went from commissioner to general manager, commissioner of the CBA, general manager of the Toronto Raptors, to head coach of the Pacers. So, it's less about, you know, the race aspect of it and the white privilege that Steve Nash has, and more about the Hall of Fame Finals MVP privilege that Chauncey Billups has and Steve Nash has and Derek Fisher has for being a long-term veteran that everyone talks about being one of the better locker room guys of all time. And when you get to this level of made men in NBA ranks as veteran players, this is kind of just something that happens to a lot of these guys.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of avenues that you look at NBA coaches that you can take to become a head coach in the NBA that does not include being a head coach in college basketball for some reason, apparently. But mm-hmm. You look at somebody like Eric Spoelstra, who started, like you said, in the film room, cutting up film for the Miami Heat and working his way up to a head coaching position. But it wasn't as though he had networks and other options beating down his door. I don't think Steve Nash was going to sit for 3 years as somebody's assistant when he's probably got TV networks. He's kind of a Renaissance man anyway, so he probably had a lot of irons in the fire. And Chauncey Billups, again, he's somebody who had other options that he didn't necessarily have to take the traditional route of working his way up. And his skill set and his championship pedigree is going to be extremely attractive to organizations and get buy-in from other player, from the players on the roster. I think that was the big thing with Steve Nash. You get Kevin Durant, you know, in your corner, that franchise is going to do what Kevin Durant asked them to do. Now, I don't know that specific players from Indiana with Oladipo or Brogdon or any of those guys were necessarily, you know, politicking for Chauncey Billups, but I'm sure none of them would be upset if Chauncey Billups ends up in their head as their head coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And I wonder if Tom Gores is paying attention to this. And I've along this offseason have talked about how the Pistons need some kind of shakeup with the assistant coaching ranks. I don't want to go into year three with the same assistant coach crew that has not, you know, done great for sure over these last couple years. And I'm sure, of course, I'm on board with Dwayne Casey coming back for year three, but maybe a nice associate head coach position, highly paid for Chauncey Billups. And again, he would be a fool to not take a head coaching job somewhere over that, but maybe something that Tom Gores could be considering to help, you know, sell some tickets, get some goodwill back to the fans who remember the good old days. And again, just about the Nash and the race kind of debate, or for lack of a better term, I'm again going to hand it off to Stephen A. This is the Stephen A. Greatest Hits show we got here. He made a great point that kind of was making two separate points. He said he thinks Steve Nash is going to be great as the Brooklyn Nets head coach, and was also saying that this type of thing might not happen for black coaches. And again, I kind of think it might for those select black coaches who were Hall of Famers or multiple time MVPs out there. But the point still stands that a lot of times the owners, the general managers, the executives in charge of these hirings hire the guys that they know. And a lot of times the guys that they know are guys that have the same background in them as them. And if you got a bunch of white dudes running teams, and if you got a bunch of white dudes owning teams, then it stands to reason that the guys that they know in a lot of cases and the guys that they're more comfortable with are other white dudes. So that's a problem. That's something that needs to be remedied from the leadership position of the NBA and from the leadership position of these teams. And hopefully that's something that gets taken care of along the line. I don't know. It's like 5 or 6 or 7, something like that, black head coaches in the NBA right now, obviously a predominantly black league. And it would be nice to see those numbers continue to go up or start to go up, I guess I should say, in time.
I mean, and if you caught the story, I believe it was a day or two ago, about the potential sale of the Minnesota Timberwolves in a group that's kind of come to the forefront with that, I believe had the name Aaron Aflalo attached to it. Mm-hmm. If that was correct. So if there's some more black ownership in the league, you may see that tide shift a lot more quickly.
Yeah, and that would be great to see, obviously, because I think the only owner was the old Bobcats owner, right? Robert Johnson, I believe, who brought the team back to Charlotte. And it would be nice to see those numbers increase in time. Although I think it's only a matter of time till LeBron is owning his own team upon retirement, maybe with Bronny at point guard there. So will be nice to see. But thanks again to Brian for joining us. We're going to let him have a weekend here, and we'll be back to talk about some apparel and some fashion recommendations here from the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You know, I got to tell you guys about Built Bar, though. Those 6 new flavors hit it out of the park. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. When you order these Built Bars, they're emailing you deals all the time, so you can just keep loading up every day. Start your day with a Built Bar like I do. Add those 6 new ones to the 12 original flavors. Flavors like toffee, almond, peanut butter, mint brownie. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. They're healthy. They're great for the health conscious guy. You lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. These bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Great for the keto diet. Just everything you want. The macros are all there. Cherry Barcia, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. Fits all the new age diets that are out there. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order, even if you ordered some before. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Our guy, Doc Joe Brown, tweeted at us some amazing apparel that Pistons fans, or I guess it's collectibles, the Pistons fans you check out. It's a coffee mug that's got the score and the scene setter for the 007 shot from the Pistons back-to-back championship. And on the other side of the mug has the drawn up play with the X's and O's about how it all went down for Vinny's big jumper. You can find these mugs at playbookproducts.com. This is not an advertising. I'm just passing it along as a public service for Pistons fans. $18, according to the picture that Joe sent along. So that's playbookproducts.com. Be sure to check that out. And while I'm on the apparel kick, wanted to give a shout out to a local store, Caruso Caruso. They found me on Instagram or something. I must have fell into their targeted ads or something like that. But anyway, this looks like a store. It's on Maple in Birmingham. I've never been there, but they've got all sorts of cool stuff on their website, some Bad Boys gear. So if you're looking for the Bad Boys gear, they've got that old T-shirt of Mahorn and Lambeer. They got that into a hoodie. They've got the Bad Boys gear, the famous skull and crossbones on the basketball tank top, white shirts that have the Bad Boys symbol on it, the old Worm Rodman shirt. They've got a Bad Boys hat, Bad Boys sweatpants, Rodman, and all sorts of good stuff for the Detroit Bad Boys collection. Also want to give a shout out to Mitchell and Ness. This looks like a national company that stores all over the place. They got some Pistons shorts, the teal stuff on there as well, the Thunderbolts. So you want to check out Mitchell and Ness as well. Again, none of these guys are paying me to hawk their stuff, but I just figured I'd pass it along as a service to Pistons fans. But if they want to hop on as advertisers, go ahead and let us know, and we will do our better job even of spreading the word about your company. So that'll do it for us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, saying thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. And now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Hollinger and Duncan. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll talk to y'all on Monday.